Randy's ready to go. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Barry, and good evening, everyone. It's the Big Putt Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show tonight brought to you by Luxembourg Feed Service, Albany and Richmond A&W, Joel Schneider Service of Albany, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joel, Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon in Albany, Central Minnesota Realty, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Gilk Services of Richmond, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sauk Center and Long Prairie, North American Insurance Agency, Albany Chrysler Center, West Central Sanitation, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Westside Liquor, Engelmeyer Land Surveying, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Fiber Communications, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Halfley's Bar of Richmond, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, The Wood Shop of Avon, El Rosa Lumber, Freeport State Bank, Kramer Lumber of Melrose and Sauk Center, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery, Sauk Center Herald, and Star Post, and Dustin Upgren, State Farm Insurance of Cold Spring. They bring us our Dick Putt Show every Sunday night here on KASM at 7 o'clock. And just a reminder, Barry is recording this Dick Putt Show, and it will be available. Kirby will upload it onto our website at some point tomorrow. So if you want to go to our website, mychasm.com, click on the sports tab that is across the home page, and there's a drop-down box that says Dick Putt Show, and we have archived Dick Putt Shows there for you. So, yeah, that'll be available at some point tomorrow. All right, let's dig into some scores and highlights for you tonight here on the Dick Putt Show. The Sartell Muskies in action on Wednesday night, and they defeated the Cold Spring Springers in 7 innings, 17-7. 20 hits by the Muskies on Wednesday night. John Schumer, the winning pitcher. Hits by Andrew Dieters, Jacob Merrill, Levi Lampert, Gavin Schulte, and Brett Schlungen all had 3 hits. Sartell's Carson Gross had his first home run as the Sartell Muskie, and for the Springers, Joe Dempsey, Drew Bolton each had 2 hits. Brady Schaefer had 3 hits, and Henry Bolton took the loss for the Springers as the Muskies defeat the Cold Spring Springers on Wednesday night 17-7 in 7 innings. Let's go over to the County Line League and ball games played on Friday night. All 6 teams in action on Friday night, and we take a look at these ball games. New London Spicer at Starbuck. This is a winner's bracket game. It goes 10 innings, and Starbuck defeats New London Spicer by a score of 6-5. 6 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Starbuck, 5 runs, 10 hits, and an error for New London Spicer. Austin Burstig starts on the mound, relieved by Alex Penske in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, P.J. Johnson. For New London Spicer, Caden Hansen starts, relieved by Sam Ederman in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Braden Fogarty. Highlights for Starbuck, P.J. Johnson was 2-for-5. Darian Alexander, 3-for-5. Noah Jensen was 2-for-5. Mitchell Gruber, 2-for-2. Luke Danielson was 2-for-5 with a double. And Dylan Alexander, the game-winning hit in the 10th inning for Starbuck. For New London Spicer, Sam Ederman, 2-for-4. Hunter Magnuson, 2-for-4. And Braden Fogarty was 2-for-5. So a final on Friday night had Starbuck defeating New London Spicer 6-5. Regal was over at Atwater on Friday night. This an elimination game, and Atwater defeats Regal, eliminating Regal from further play 3-2. 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Atwater. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Regal. Jack Peterson starts on the mound for Atwater, gives way to David Kingery in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Brody Stroman. For Regal, Shane Rademacher starts, relieved by Braden Skindelen in the 6th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Derek Dengerud. Hitting highlights for Atwater on Friday night, Jack Peterson, 2-for-4. Jack had the game-winning single in the bottom of the 9th inning for Atwater, and Jackson Bem was 2-for-4. For Regal, Josh Beyer had a double, and Luke Knutson a double. A final on Friday night had Atwater defeating Regal 3-2. Norway Lake Sunburg at Painesville on Friday night, and Painesville defeats Norway Lake Sunburg 6-4. 6 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Painesville. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Norway Lake Sunburg. Bennett Evans will go the distance, picking up the win for Painesville on Friday night. His catcher, Griffin Bierke. And for Norway Lake Sunburg, Jared Cortez goes the distance, taking the loss. His catcher, Hunter Engelke. Highlights for Painesville Friday night, Reed Johnson, 2-for-4 with a double. Luke Johnson had a double. Griffin Bierke had a double. Spencer Eisenbrunn, 3-for-4. And Brock Bruntlett, 3-for-4. Brock hit a 3-run homer in the 4th inning and 4 RBIs for the Pirates. For Norway Lake Sunburg, Jared Cortez was 2-for-5 and Evan Zimmer, 3-for-4. So a final on Friday night had Painesville defeating Norway Lake Sunburg 6-4. That set up today's matchup with Painesville and Atwater, both winners coming out of that loser's bracket. Winner would move on, loser goes home, and Atwater defeats Painesville today by a score of 8-1, ending the Pirates season. The winning pitcher, Josh Kingery for Atwater, the loss goes to Grady Fuchs of Painesville. That's all I have for the highlights from that ball game. But Atwater 8, Painesville 1. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at more scores and highlights. We're going to go over to the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Here's what's up with Dustin Upgren at State Farm Insurance in Cold Spring.
Your home is your biggest investment, but when disaster strikes, does your homeowner's insurance reflect that? Our full-time staff will walk you through every aspect of your policy to make sure that your priorities come first. Look, the industry is changing, and it's more important now than ever to understand what you're paying for. Small-town care and big-time homeowners coverage. Stop in the office or give us a call to schedule your own personal review, or visit us at DustinUpgren.com.
Thermotech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose and Sauk Center. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
The team at Greenwald Insurance Agency is committed to ethics and integrity. We understand that when faced with an unexpected expense, having the right insurance coverage makes all the difference. With over 100 years of combined experience, Troy, Angie, Jim, Ruth, Paul, and Lisa are here to offer unparalleled service and competitive quotes to all our current and future customers. We proudly write insurance in the entire state of Minnesota as well as North Dakota. The Greenwald Insurance Agency has experienced in all types of insurance policies, including health, crop, home, farm, and business, just to name a few. Make sure your family, business, and assets are protected. Contact us today at 320-987-3223 for one of our experienced agents to make sure you don't have any gaps in your coverage. Visit GreenwaldInsurance.com for more information.
Joel Schneider Service has been providing full automotive service for all of Central Minnesota. They have quality electronic diagnostic equipment, so they know exactly what needs to be done to get you and your vehicle back on the road safely. General maintenance on all makes and models. They also have the equipment and knowledge to service and repair ATVs, UTVs, and motorcycles. Now's a great time to get your new tires for a busy summer driving season. Call Joel Schneider Service of Albany at 845-4856. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams. For nearly 40 years, Engelmeyer Land Surveying has been providing clients throughout central Minnesota with a wide range of surveying services. Engelmeyer is locally owned and operated. We combine state-of-the-art equipment, a broad knowledge base, and years of experience to ensure precise surveys. Whether you need help correctly identifying the boundaries of your property, a topographical survey, or assistance platting a subdivision, Engelmeyer Land Surveying is fully licensed and ready to go to work for you. Learn more at EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. That's EngelmeyerLandSurveying.com. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. Stop in for a cold refreshment anytime. Enjoy the menu of appetizers, salads, homemade pizzas, burgers, seafood, and more. The grill is always on. They also serve daily noon specials Monday through Friday, plus it's burger night every Thursday night. They have a kids menu available too. Good eating, good beverages, and a fun place to be is El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa.
Are you tired of feeling the chill even when your windows are closed? Upgrade to Thermotech Windows, available now at El Rosa Lumber. Built for Minnesota weather, Thermotech Windows help keep your home warmer in the winter and cooler all summer long. Right now, stop into El Rosa Lumber and talk with the team you trust. Get expert advice, quality products, and service only a local yard can provide. El Rosa Lumber, your hometown source for Thermotech Windows. Visit us today or call to get started on your home upgrade.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show. Let's go over to the Central Valley League on Friday night, a play-in game between Eden Valley and St. Augusta over in Watkins, and Eden Valley beats St. Augusta on Friday night 4-1. Four runs, nine hits, one error for Eden Valley, one run, five hits, one error for St. Augusta. Jackson Geislinger goes the distance for the Hawks. He picks up the win. His catcher, Trip McCann. For St. Augusta, Truman Tionis starts and goes the distance, taking the loss. The catcher, Trey Tionis. Hitting highlights for Eden Valley on Friday night, Jackson Geislinger was 2-for-4, Riley Geislinger 2-for-4, and Carter Schuler had a double. For St. Augusta, nobody with more than one hit. So a final on Friday night had Eden Valley defeating St. Augusta 4-1. On Saturday, Eden Valley was at Luxembourg, and Luxembourg defeats Eden Valley in 7 innings, 20-1. 20 runs, 17 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. One run, five hits, two errors for Eden Valley. J.T. Harn will go the distance, picking up the win for Luxembourg. His catcher, Max Kiffmeyer. And Braden Arns will take the loss for Eden Valley, relieved by Trip McCann in the fourth inning. Ben Arns starts that ballgame, and Trip McCann started catching as well for Eden Valley. For Luxembourg, hitting highlights included J.T. Harn, 2-for-4 with a double. Ethan Pruth was 2-for-4. Josh Lanko, 3-for-4. Josh with a solo home run in the first inning. Derek Orth, big day as he went 4-for-4. Derek had a 3-run homer in the third, a 2-run homer in the fourth. Logan Adams was 3-for-5, and Jake Stahlberger, 2-for-3 with a double. For Eden Valley on Saturday, Trip McCann was 2-for-3. Final on Saturday had Luxembourg defeating Eden Valley in 7 innings, 20-1. On Saturday, our Chasm Game of the Week over in Cold Spring had the Rockies hosting Watkins, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Watkins last night 7-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Rockies. 1 run, 4 hits, 3 errors for Watkins. Cole Fuchs starts on the mound for the Rockies. He'll pick up the win, relieved by Tyler Lardy in the ninth inning. And the catcher was Sam Nisler. For Watkins, Danny Berg starts, taking the loss, relayed by Dustin Kramer in the eighth, and the catcher, Lincoln Hogan. Hitting highlights for the Rockies, Tyler Geislinger, 2-for-3. Sam Nisler was 2-for-4 with two doubles. And Max Perdine continues his hot hitting as he was 2-for-4 with a double and a home run in the sixth inning for the Rockies. For the Watkins Clippers, Kevin Kramer had a double and Lincoln Hogan a double. A final on Saturday night had the Rockies defeating Watkins 7-1. Also on Saturday, Pearl Lake over at St. Nick. This ball game goes 10 innings with Pearl Lake defeating St. Nick 6-5. 6 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors for Pearl Lake. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for St. Nick. Noah Kleinfelter starts on the mound for Pearl Lake, gives way to Justin Kunkel in the eighth. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Alex Lenzmeyer. for St. Nick. Andrew Bouch starts on the mound, relieved by Keenan Dingman in the seventh. Caden Roush in the eighth will take the loss, and the catcher was Tanner Roush. Hitting highlights for Pearl Lake on Saturday, Max Box, 1-for-3 with a triple. Adam Braun had a double and two RBIs, and Austin Lensmeyer with a double. For St. Nick, Connor Lincoln was 2-for-5. Tanner Anderson, 2-for-3 with a double, and Jake Karn was 2-for-4. Final on Saturday had Pearl Lake defeating St. Nick in 10 innings, 6-5. On Sunday, Pearl Lake was over in Cold Spring, taking on the Rockies, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Pearl Lake today by a score of 5-3. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error for Pearl Lake. Thad Leeser starts on the mound for the Rockies today, gives way to Jake Brinker in the sixth, who'll get the win, and the catcher, Sam Nisler. For Pearl Lake, Mitch Winicky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Adam Braun in the eighth, and the catcher, Alex Lensmeyer. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, David Jonas was 2-for-4, and Jordan New with a double. For Pearl Lake, Adam Braun with a double. A final this afternoon from Cold Spring had the Cold Spring Rockies defeating Pearl Lake 5-3. And Watkins over in St. Nick this afternoon, and St. Nick defeats Watkins by a score of 7-6. 7 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors for St. Nick, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors for Watkins. Caden Roush starts on the mound for St. Nick today, gives way to Andre Stang in the 6th. He'll get the win. Travis Hansen in the 9th gets the save, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. For Watkins, Carson Geislinger starts, relieved by Bryce Nyman in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Matt Geislinger in the 8th, and the catcher, Lincoln Haugen. Hitting highlights for St. Nick today, Dylan Roush was 2-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs. Caden Roush, 3-for-4 today with a double. Jake Karn had a double, and Alex Fehrenbacher, 1-for-2 with 2 RBIs. For Watkins today, Carson Geislinger, 2-for-5 with a double. Bryce Nyman was 2-for-4, and Jack Miley, 1-for-1, had 2 RBIs. So final today from St. Nick had St. Nick defeating Watkins 7-6. So St. Nick has moved on to the regional action, and Watkins' season is over after they were eliminated today. All right, when we come back, we're going to take a look at Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Are you looking for a new career with a great local company? The Woodshop of Avon, located in Albany, is hiring. They're looking for motivated, dependable people to join their team for shop and cabinet production positions. Full-time positions are available, no experience necessary for the right candidate willing to train. Experience a great work environment with steady work. Competitive pay based on experience. Apply online at thewoodshopofavon.com or stop in to learn more at the Woodshop of Avon in Albany.
For a limited time only, cool down with our new signature summer sips. Enjoy frosty mugs of Revved Up Root Beer and the creamy Revved Up Root Beer Cream Freeze, both crafted with smooth Rev cold brew coffee for a bold twist on a classic favorite. Or dive into the sweet and tangy strawberry lemonade cream freeze and the refreshing strawberry lemonade spirits made with crisp Starry lemon lime soda. 4 ice cold, flavor packed ways to beat the heat inside, poolside, and then some. Stop by A&W and sip summer your way.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with 3 locations to serve you better in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks and J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, you can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or too small. Call them at 320-837-5288 or check them out online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, serving the area for over 100 years.
Luxembourg Feed Service, your go-to place for non-GMO feed and high-quality feed for all your animals. Luxembourg Feed Service has a whole new line of products, meats from St. Joe Meat Market and Hometown Meats, with 2 to 3 more local shops coming soon. Soaps, tallow, lip balm, barbecue sauce, Shackley products, Ritchie products, Chicks, outside greenhouse, organic seed packets, grass seed, lawn fertilizer, and essential oils. Come and visit the new storefront located on Highway 15, Luxembourg. Remember, we sell our products 1 pound at a time. Planning a new build? Need land cleared, a driveway installed, or a septic system done right the first time? Call BNS Excavating, your local experts in excavation and site prep. From basements to drainage solutions, BNS Excavating delivers reliable work you can count on, backed by local experience and a commitment to getting the job done right. Serving Belgrade and the surrounding communities, big or small, they dig it all. Call BNS Excavating today and get your project moving. Phone 320-354-2550.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Amy, and Mallory. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, and try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation is inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever. Your future is important to North American Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiason or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at North American Insurance. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Work with a bank that takes a common-sense approach to ag lending. At Freeport State Bank, our lenders have over 75 years of combined farm lending experience. Whether you are looking to purchase real estate, equipment, or livestock, let us put that experience to work for you. We will put together a financing plan that meets your needs. Freeport State Bank, where customer service is our priority. Stop by one of our locations in Freeport, Melrose, or Greenwald, or look us up at freeportstatebank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the Dick Putz Show on KASM. Let's go over to the Victory League on Saturday, an exhibition game between Kimball and St. Wendell. Had St. Wendell defeating Kimball by a score of 11-3. 11 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for St. Wendell, 3 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors for Kimball. Austin Diekman on the mound starts and picks up the win, relieved by Carter Boss in the 6th. He gets the save, and the catchers were Tanner Tomasik and Nathan Sick. For Kimball, Clay Faber starts, taking the loss, relieved by Noah Merton in the 4th, Riley Blanc in the 6th inning, and the catcher Jackson Marquardt. Hitting highlights for St. Wendell on Saturday, Austin Diekman 4-for-6 with 2 doubles, Tanner Tomasik had a triple, and Carter Boss with a double. For Kimball, Riley Blanc and Brian Marquardt each had 2 hits, and Adam Beyer and Jackson Marquardt each had doubles. The final on Saturday had St. Wendell defeating Kimball 11-3. Piers Brewers at Nisswa. This one goes 7 innings, and Nisswa defeats the Piers Brewers 15-5. 15 runs, 13 hits, 3 errors for Nisswa, 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Brewers. Ben Dornself starts on the mound, relieved by Tyler Whitwer in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher Colby Tappy for the Piers Brewers. Max Badu starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gunnar Wickland in the 5th, Nathan Solinger in the 7th, and the catchers Gunnar Wickland and Caden Krusik. Hitting highlights for Nisswa on Saturday, Drew Boland 4-for-4. He had 3 home runs and 7 RBIs. Jeremiah Pipcorn and Sam Peterson both had 2 hits with a home run. Cody Rudisley had a home run, and Chris Peterson a double. For St. Wendell, Michael Nazurka had 2 hits, and Steve Nazurka had a home run. Actually, that was for the Piers Brewers, the Nazurkas each with a home run. So a final on Saturday had Nisswa defeating the Piers Brewers 15-5 in 7 innings. Over in Victory League B action on Friday night, Fort Ripley was at Avon, and the Avon Lakers defeat Fort Ripley 3-0. 3 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Avon, no runs, 2 hits, and 1 error for Fort Ripley. Elian Mosqueda starts on the mound and picks up the win for Avon, relieved by Drew Leeser in the 7th, Reese Gregory in the 8th, and the catcher was Carter Holthouse. For Fort Ripley,
Jack Schaefer starts, taking the loss, relieved by Isaac Hansen in the sixth, Brett Kramer in the eighth, and the catcher Wyatt Gabrielson. Hitting highlights for Avon on Friday night, Elliot Burnett had two hits, one of those a double, and Ryan Jensen had a double. And for Fort Ripley, Riley DeRocher and Jake Tiemann both had singles. The only two hits for Fort Ripley as Avon defeats Fort Ripley 3-0. On Sunday in Victory League B action, it was St. Stephen at the Piers Lakers, and the Piers Lakers defeat St. Stephen today 7-3. Seven runs, eight hits, one error for the Piers Lakers. Three runs, three hits, one error for St. Stephen. Carter Petron starts on the mound for the Piers Lakers, relieved by Preston Rochelot in the fifth. He'll get the win. Chaz Becker in the eighth. He gets the save, and the catcher was Brady Petron. For St. Stephen, Landon Lunser starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Ramsey in the sixth, and the catcher Brody Sabin. Hitting highlights for the Piers Lakers today. Carter Petron had two hits, one of those being a home run. Colton Hapke had a home run. Mason Ottman, a double, and Dave Kroger and Chase Becker each had two hits. For St. Stephen, Matt Meyer had two hits, one of those being a home run. Final today had the Piers Lakers defeating St. Stephen 7-3. Sobieski over at Foley today. And it was Foley over Sobieski 10-9. 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Foley. 9 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Sobieski. Trey Emmerich on the mound starts today for Foley, relieved by Michael Molesloff in the 4th, Chuck Hackett in the 6th, Josiah Peterson in the 7th. He gets the win, and the catcher, Alex Voss. For Sobieski, Joey Walensky starts, relieved by Evan Lemure in the 5th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher was Gabe Hirsch. Hitting highlights for Foley today, Joe Zawicki had two hits. Wyatt Zawicki singled in the winning run in the 7th inning for Foley. For Sobieski this afternoon, Bo Thoma had two hits, one of those a home run and a double. Matt Phillippe had two hits and a double. Alex Thoma had a triple, and Colin Ekman a double. A final today from Foley. It was Foley 10, Sobieski 9 in Victory B action. In Victory League C playoffs, these are 2 out of 3 series, and Royalton at Freeport on Friday night. It was Freeport over Royalton by a score of 7-1. 7 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Freeport. 1 run, 9 hits, 4 errors for Royalton. Caden Houtkes starts on the mound for Freeport, gets a complete game victory. His catcher was Addie DuBois. And for Royalton, Keaton Nelson starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Grayson Suska in the 7th, the catcher Drew Yurchek. Hitting highlights for Freeport Friday night, Ryan Lieberentz, 3-for-4 with a double, and Matt Johnson had two doubles. For Royalton, Kirk Yurchek had two hits. Final on Friday night had Freeport defeat Royalton 7-1. On Saturday, game number 2 of this best-of-3, Royalton defeats Freeport 10-2, evening up their series. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for Royalton, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Freeport. Marcus Haynes starts on the mound, gets a complete game victory, the catcher Drew Yurchik. And for Freeport, Andrew Kersman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Carter Williams in the 5th inning, the catcher Ben Millard. Hitting highlights for Royalton, Kirk Yurchik, 3-for-5 with a double, Tyler Gendro, 3-for-4 with a double, Keaton Nelson had two doubles, and Drew Yurchik and Jade Albright each with doubles. For Freeport, Jared Lonbach had a double. So final in game number 2 had Royalton defeating Freeport 10-2. That set up game 3, and this one goes 7 innings with Freeport coming out on top 16-1. 16 runs, 19 hits, no errors for Freeport, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors for Royalton. Carter Neuenschwander gets a complete game victory, the catcher Addie DuBois. And for Royalton, Kirk Yurchik starts, taking the loss, relieved by Keaton Nelson in the 2nd, Tyler Gendro in the 3rd, Marcus Haynes in the 5th, and the catcher Drew Yurchik. Hitting highlights for Freeport, Owen Fredette, 3-for-5 with a double. Matt Johnson had two hits, one of those a double. Jared Laudenbach had two hits and a triple. Mason Totkiss and Ivor Papke each with two hits for Freeport. For Royalton, Tyler Gendreau with two hits. So a final in game number three. It was Freeport 16, Royalton 1. Freeport wins that series 2-1. St. Mathias taking on the Piers Bulldogs in a best-of-three series on Saturday. It was the Piers Bulldogs over St. Mathias 8-4. 8 runs, 8 hits, and an error for the Piers Bulldogs. 4 runs, 6 hits, 6 errors for St. Mathias. On the mound for the Piers Bulldogs, Braden Haberman starts and earns the win, relieved by Brian Keel in the ninth, the catcher Teddy Daler. For St. Mathias, Alex Gugisberg starts, taking the loss, relieved by Paris Hampton in the third, Hunter Wickland in the seventh, Kyle Welly in the eighth, and the catcher Luke Zantelli. Hitting highlights for the Piers Bulldogs on Saturday, Kyle Hastings was 3-for-3, Reese Young had 2 hits, and for St. Mathias, Hunter Wickland had 2 hits. So final in game number one had the Piers Bulldogs defeating St. Mathias 8-4. That set up game number two, and the Piers Bulldogs take game number two as well, winning that series 2-0 with a 12-2 victory over St. Mathias. 12 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for the Bulldogs, 2 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for St. Mathias. Reese Young starts on the mound for the Piers Bulldogs, picking up the win, relieved by Link Topes in the ninth, and the catchers were Max Barclay and Teddy Daler. For St. Mathias, Alex Brandt starts, taking the loss, relieved by Alex Gugisberg in the sixth, Paris Hampton in the seventh, Kyle Welly in the seventh, and the catchers Luke Zantelli and Crew Dahlmeier. Hitting highlights for the Piers Bulldogs, Jack Primus and Brady Urchek each had 2 hits, one of those a double, or with a double. Bryce Beniak and C.J. Clear doubled. Travis Bartel had an eighth-inning home run. So a final had in game number two had the Piers Bulldogs defeating St. Mathias 12-2. All right, and Flensburg at Opole in a best-of-three series, and Opole on Saturday wins the first ball game 12-0. 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Opole, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors for Flensburg. Isaiah Poulsen gets a complete game victory, his catcher Alex Lang. For Flensburg, Simon Pansky starts, taking the loss, relieved by Reese Hubbard in the fourth, and the catcher Kurt Crosby. Hitting highlights for Opole on Saturday, Mason Patrick 3-for-4 with 3 doubles. Isaiah Folsom had 2 hits, one of those a double, and Brody Hulls had 2 hits. For Flensburg, Reese Hubbard and Trevor Loxterkamp both had singles. A final in game number one had Opole defeating Flensburg 12-0. And they played game number two, and in 7 innings, Opole defeats Flensburg 15-2. Winning that series 2-0. 15 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Opole. 2 runs, 6 hits, 5 errors for Flensburg. On the mound for Opole, Max Posch gets the complete game, a 7-inning victory. His catchers Alex Lang and Keaton Gustin. And for Flensburg, Reese Hubbard starts, taking the loss, relieved by Dan Coquette in the 5th, Eli Epling in the 5th, Kurt Crosby in the 7th, and the catchers Kurt Crosby and Simon Pansky. Hitting highlights for Opole in game number two, Mason Patrick, 2 hits, one of those being a double. Isaiah Folsom had 2 hits. And Chris Ebnett, Luke Beniak, and Maverick Nowitzki all had doubles. Simon Patsky had a double for Flensburg as Opole sweeps the series 2-0, a 15-2 game two victory. Upsala at Aiken, and this is a 3-game series as well on Saturday. Aiken defeats Upsala by a score of 8-2. 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for Aiken, 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error for Upsala. Nathan Enstrom gets the complete game victory for Aiken, his catcher Zach Enstrom. And for Upsala, C.J. Clear starts taking the loss, relieved by Bryce Beniak in the 5th. The catchers Justin Cheon and Reese Johannes. Hitting highlights for Aiken on Saturday, Landon Jensen was 3-for-5 with 2 doubles, and Zach Enstrom hit a home run. Nolan Dotzler, Nolan Dotzler drew Paul Beck and Keaton Wiesner each had two hits. For Uppsala, Jack Primus was 3-for-4 with a home run. So a final on Saturday had Aiken defeating Uppsala in game number 1, 8-2. Game number 2, Uppsala defeats Aiken by a score of 5-4. 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Uppsala. 4 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Aiken. On the mound for Uppsala, Isaac Kapinski starts, relieved by Brady Yurchek in the 8th. He'll get the win, the catcher Justin Cheon. And for Aiken, Thor Dunham starts, relieved by Carson Coleman in the 7th. He'll take the loss in, the catcher Nolan Dotzler. Hitting highlights for Uppsala, Jack Primus and Brady Yurchek each had 2 hits, one of those being a double. Bryce Beniak and C.J. Clear doubled. Travis Bartel had an 8th-inning home run for the winning RBI for Uppsala. And for Aiken, Nathan Enstrom and Nolan Dotzler each had 2 hits. So final in game number 2 at Uppsala, defeating Aiken 5-4. That set up game number 3 today, and it was Aiken over Uppsala 8-7. 8 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors for Aiken. 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Uppsala. Zach Enstrom starts on the mound for Aiken today, relieved by Drew Paulbeck in the 4th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Nolan Dotzler. For Uppsala, Jack Primus starts, gets the complete game, but takes the loss, his catcher Justin Cheon. Hitting highlights for Aiken, Zach Enstrom, 3-for-5 with a double. Carson Coleman had 2 hits, one of those being a double, and Jake Ince and John McGuire each had doubles for Aiken. For Uppsala, Brady Yurchek was 3-for-5. C.J. Clear had 2 hits, one of those being a home run, and Jack Primus tripled. Game decided in the bottom of the 9th inning. A winning run scored on a wild pitch by Uppsala. So a final today, Aiken wins that series 2-1, an 8-7 victory over Uppsala. All right, that's a look at the Victory League. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Stearns County League right after these messages.
Dairyland Supply and Sack Center is a very diverse farm equipment dealership. If you are in need of a TMR mixer, motorized feed cart, feed conveyor for in your feed room, manure pump or spreader, bale processor, tire scraper for manure alleys, bucket side shooter for bedding, drain vac, or parts for your equipment, then Dairyland Supply is the place for you. We carry brands on hand like Penta, Supreme, Kuhn Knight, Rotomix, Vermeer, Tree Elite, Pool, Artex, Hagedorn, Noon, Woodchuck, Ford Farmline, Bell Metal, AGI Fair, and more. Dairyland Supply has parts and equipment on hand to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to continue to support amateur baseball in Central Minnesota, and especially the Dick Putz Show. Hit a home run today and call us for any of your waste or recycling needs. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can provide whatever you need. We're proud how we have grown in this area, and we invite you to join many of your friends and neighbors and call us at 1-800-246-7630 or search for West Central Sanitation. Good neighbors, you've come to trust.
Good luck to our local amateur baseball teams from your friendly, family-owned convenience store, Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery. We may not throw 90 mile an hour fastballs, but we do have championship-level snacks, top-shelf liquor, and the kind of gas that can get you to the game on time. So whether you're fueling your car or your dugout snack stash, swing by Meyer Grove Gas and Grocery and stock up. We're cheering you on. Now get out there and have some fun. Play ball.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor with 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sauk Center Herald or Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesday and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sauk Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers, or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery stores and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the community communities we serve at the Sauk Center Herald and Star Post. It's summertime at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. This is where our staff continues to work with you and your farming operation so you can make the most of this growing season. Sunshine and fertilizer has fed the seed you planted in spring, and now we work with you to stay ahead of the weeds and bugs so you can enjoy a profitable harvest. Our expert team is always ready to assist with crop scouting all season long. Visit us online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And hey, good luck to all of our amateur baseball teams. Have a great season from your friends at the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Hello, Chasm listeners. Dan Zimmerman from the law firm of Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Here to finish the story about that oil light in my old car. Well, long story short, because I failed to change my oil and filter, I had to replace the engine. An expensive lesson learned that can be applied to your estate plans. Keep on top of your estate planning so your loved ones aren't stuck with a major repair bill someday. Take care and keep listening to KASM.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League tonight. And on Saturday, Stearns County playoffs started. Farming over in Lake Henry, and Farming defeats Lake Henry by a score of 13-6. 13 runs, 15 hits, 3 errors for Farming. 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry. Cameron Miller on the mound will pick up the win for Farming, relieved by Kyle Zierden in the 7th inning, and the catcher Cody Foray. For Lake Henry, Carter Wessel starts, taking the loss, relayed by Tori Ohmscheid in the 5th, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. Hitting highlights for Farming on Saturday, Bennett Hilla, 1-for-3. He had a 3-run homer in the 7th. Isaac Knepp was 2-for-6. Drew Kramlett, 2-for-6 with a double. Tyler Schrader was 2-for-3. Cody Foray, 3-for-4. Cameron Miller, 2-for-5 with a double. And Drew Lehner, 1-for-1. Drew had a solo home run in the 9th inning for the Flames. For Lake Henry, Noah Ohmscheid, 2-for-5. Carter Wessel was 3-for-5 with a double, and Davis Wirtz had a double. Final on Saturday at Farming, defeating Lake Henry 13-6 in South action. The other South game in the Stearns County League had Roscoe over in Richmond, and Richmond defeats Roscoe Saturday 7-1. 7 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for Richmond. 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error for Roscoe. Dalton Thielen goes the distance, picking up the complete game victory. His catcher was Tyler Prom. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek starts, taking the loss, relieved by Brandon Schleiper in the 7th, and the catcher, Max Ottman. Hitting highlights for Richmond on Saturday, Caleb Maddox was 2-for-5. Tyler Prom, 3-for-5. He had a 2-run homer in the 7th inning. Goose Hadley, 2-for-3. Goose with a double and a solo home run in the 6th inning. Grady Notch with a double, and Jack Bose with a double. For Richmond, for Roscoe, Bryce Vanderbeek was 2-for-5. So final on Saturday in Stearns County South, action Richmond over Roscoe 7-1. Over in the North on Saturday, it was Greenwald at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats Greenwald in 7 innings, 17-1. 17 runs, 18 hits, no errors for El Rosa. 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 errors for Greenwald. Aiden Mueller picks up the win for El Rosa. Cameron Lowe comes on in the 6th inning, his relief, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For Greenwald, Ethan Edel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Gabe Schweeters in the 4th, Tyler Thomas in the 5th, and the catcher, Isaac Rosenberger. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Saturday, Jackson Peter was 3-for-4. He had a double and a 3-run homer in the 3rd inning. Luke Dingman, 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the 6th inning. Luke Ilias was 2-for-4. Gavin Campson, 2-for-5. Blaine Fisher, 2-for-2. And Peyton Winter, 3-for-3 with a double. For Greenwald on Saturday, Sam Freeler, 2-for-3. A final in 7 innings in Stearns County North action. It was El Rosa 17
and Greenwald won. The other North game had Numinic at Spring Hill on Saturday, and Numinic defeats Spring Hill by a score of 18-12. 18 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Numinic. 12 runs, 17 hits, and 1 error for Spring Hill. Will Funk starts on the mound for Numinic, gives way to Caden Sand in the 6th. He gets the win. And Brandon Holm in the 8th. The catcher was Logan Funk. For Spring Hill, Ethan Meyer starts, relieved by Ben Welly in the 1st. Rowan Nelson in the 6th. And Eric Terrace in the 9th. Welly will take the loss in the catcher, Daniel Spanier. Hitting highlights for Numinic, Caden Sand had 2 hits. Ian Funk with 2 hits. Ty Reller was 2-for-4 with a triple and 6 RBIs for Numinic. For Spring Hill, Daniel Spanier, 3-for-5. Daniel had 2 doubles. Jamie Terrace was 2-for-5. Jamie had a 2-run homer in the 8th. Dylan Gertken, 3-for-4 with a double and a solo home run in the 8th. And Owen Meyer, 5-for-5 with a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. A final on Saturday in the Stearns County North. It was Numinic over Spring Hill, 18-12. That set up matchups today where the winners played the winners from yesterday in each half, and the losers would play each other in an elimination game. So El Rosa taking on Numinic, and this was all over in Greenwald, the Stearns County North. In 10 innings, El Rosa defeats Numinic today, 6-5. 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for El Rosa, 5 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Numinic. Ashton Dingman starting on the mound for El Rosa gives way to Riley Meyer in the 5th. Luke Dingman in the 9th will get the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. And for Numinic, Ty Reller starts, relieved by Kyle Holm in the 9th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for El Rosa today. Jackson Peter, 2-for-5. Jackson with a home run. Gavin Campson was 2-for-5. Blaine Fisher, 3-for-4. Hit 3 RBIs and a home run. And Derek Wiener had the game-winning single in the 10th inning, scoring Luke Dingman for El Rosa today. For Numinic, Caden Sam, 2-for-5 with a double. Ty Reller was 2-for-5. Logan Funk, 2-for-5. And Cole Funk had a double. A final today in 10 innings had El Rosa defeating Numinic 6-5. Spring Hill taking on Greenwald today in Greenwald, and Spring Hill defeats Greenwald 8-2. 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Spring Hill. 2 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald. Anthony Reverman starts on the mound, picks up the win for Spring Hill today, relieved by Regan Nelson in the 9th, and the catcher Daniel Spanier. For Greenwald, Grant Mushel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Max Waylogging in the 8th, and the catchers were Isaac Rosenberger and Tyler Thomas. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill, Eric Terrace, 3-for-4 today with a double. Ethan Meyer, 2-for-5 with a double. Zach Reeland, 2-for-4. Jamie Terrace, 2-for-4. Daniel Spanier had a triple, and Regan Nelson, a solo home run in the 5th inning for Spring Hill. For Greenwald, Sam Freeler was 2-for-5 with a double, and Braden Dobmeier had a 3-for-3 day for the Greenwald Cubs. So final today had Spring Hill defeating Greenwald 8-2. Richmond taking on Farming in the Stearns County South winner's bracket game, and Richmond defeats Farming today by a score of 10-9. 10 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Richmond, 9 runs, 10 hits, 3 errors for Farming. Hunter Fook starts in the mound for Richmond, gives way to Luke Jokla in the 5th inning. Luke will get the win. Jack Bose in the 7th. Brody Philibaum in the 9th. He'll get the save. And the catcher was Tyler Prom. For Farming, Wyatt Schmidt starts, taking the loss, relieved by Bennett Hilla in the 6th. Axton Orbeck in the 7th, and the catchers were Will Mergen and Alex Jansen. Hitting highlights today for Richmond, Caleb Maddox, 2-for-5. Tyler Prom, 1-for-3. Tyler had a 2-run home run in the 2nd inning and 4 RBIs today. Goldschmidt had a solo home run in the second and three RBIs. Goose Hadley was 2 for 3, and Cooper Notch with a double. For Farming, Isaac Knett, 4 for 6. Isaac had 7 RBIs today. He had 3 home runs, a 2-run homer in the 5th, a 2-run homer in the 7th, and a 3-run homer in the 8th for Isaac Knett today. Ethan Navratil, 2 for 5. Bennett Hilla had a double, and Drew Kramlett a double. So final today from Richmond, and Richmond defeating Farming 10-9. And Lake Henry taking on Roscoe today. Lake Henry defeats Roscoe by a score of 6-3. 6 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry, 3 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for Roscoe. Trent Wentland picks up the win for Lake Henry today, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the 8th. He'll get the save, and the catcher, Isaac Leeser. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts, relieved by Nicholas Utch in the 7th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Braden Vanderbeek. Hitting highlights for Lake Henry today, Noah Omscheid, 2 for 5 with a double. Grant Ludwig, 3 for 5 with a double. Grant also had a 2-run home run in the 8th inning, and Isaac Leeser, a 2-run home run in the 7th inning today for Lake Henry. For Roscoe, Nicholas Utch was 2 for 5. Max Ottman, 2 for 5 with a double. Braden Vanderbeek, 2 for 4 with a double. And Austin Pauls was 2 for 4 today. So a final this afternoon had Lake Henry defeating Roscoe 6-3. All right, that does it for our scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, take a closer look at some of these playoff games and where they are at next week right after these messages.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as a supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Are you in the market to buy or sell your home, land, or commercial property? If you are, then contact Matt Imdick from Central Minnesota Realty. With 15 office locations and over 100 agents ready to serve your needs, with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluation offered. For a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, phone Central Minnesota Realty at 320-420-1295. A locally owned family company with over 10 years of experience who's excited to earn your business. Visit centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295.
If your 15-year-old takes all the hot water, you might need a new water heater.
If it's been 15 months since you last changed your HVAC filter, it's time.
If your faucet drips 15 times before it stops, you better get Gilk. I'm James Gilk.
And I'm Wendy Gilk. We have been your locally owned, trusted business for 15 years. So if you have any plumbing, heating, electrical, or water issues, you better get Gilk.
Gilk Services of Richmond. Visit us at gilkplumbing.com. A ream. Pro partner.
Getting an open vacation is looking ahead and staying prepared. And you'll never regret avoiding an AC breakdown this summer. One, we guarantee you more comfort by cleaning and recalibrating your air conditioner so it blows stronger. Two, your more efficient AC will save you money every month by lowering energy bills. And three, we'll extend the life of your system. And that is why it's time to Opify. So look ahead, stay prepared, and avoid regret at opiesgold.com.
Chasm Radio, your home of Central Minnesota amateur baseball.
His pitch is hammered. First offering to net. This ball is hit up the middle and through the hitman.
Amateur baseball on Chasm Radio.
I've been feeling so stressed.
but I don't want to burden anyone.
I'm overwhelmed, and I don't know where to get support.
My brother's struggling, and I'm not sure how to help.
Mental Health Minnesota is here every day with free confidential support, resources, and screenings. You're not alone. Visit mentalhealthmn.org to get help for yourself or someone you care about. Paid for by Mental Health Minnesota, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Let freedom ring during the annual Albany Heritage Day Saturday, August 1st, with some events starting already on Friday night, like the car show at Albany Chrysler, the softball tournament at North Park, and music with the Muffin Man at Rookies. Saturday has the 1K and 5K beginning at 8, a pickleball tournament, a craft and vendor fair, food booths, and a community fire department waterball competition that all begins at noon. There's kids' games, a beanbag tournament, a kids' pedal tractor pull, and a huge parade that begins at 7. At 8, the band Crash Course begins at Legion Park, and fireworks are planned for 10 over the golf course as the community of Albany celebrates Heritage Day.
Hey, welcome back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. As far as playoff games go, let's go over to the Central Valley League. And next Saturday at 1 o'clock, it'll be the Cold Spring Rockies at Luxembourg, and they'll play for the number 1 and 2 seeds. That is next Saturday in Luxembourg at 1 o'clock. And then St. Nick will be at Pearl Lake next Saturday at 1 o'clock, and they'll play for the 3 and 4 seeds into their region. Over in the County Line League, their playoffs look like this next week on Wednesday night. Coming out of the loser's bracket will be Atwater and New London Spicer playing at Spicer at 7:30. The winner will play Starbuck for the 1 and 2 seeds at a site to be determined on Friday night. The loser of that Atwater-Spicer game will be taking on Regal in a play-in, or will be taking on Lake Henry, I believe, in a playoff game in Regal next Saturday in a time to be determined. So, again, on Wednesday night, Atwater at Spicer at 7:30. The winner plays Starbuck for the 1 and 2 seeds at a site to be determined on Friday night. And then the loser of that Atwater-Spicer, New London-Spicer game will be playing, I believe, Lake Henry next Saturday in a playoff game into Region 8C. Looks like in the Stearns County League in the north, El Rosa, New Munich, and Spring Hill have qualified for region play. And in the south, it's Richmond and Farming have qualified for region play with Lake Henry still looking at an opportunity to play in the region. So we'll have more on Sports Scoreboard Show here in the coming days on KASM. That's at 8:15 every morning on your dependable neighbor. Otherwise, if you, again, want to hear a replay of the Dick Putt Show, you can go to mychasm.com. Kirby will have the Dick Putt Show uploaded by sometime tomorrow. I want to thank Barry Johnson for producing our Dick Putt Show back at our studios in Albany. This is Randy Rothstein. Have a good night, everyone.